CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I can not only believe I'm in England, but I can also believe that anybody looking at me would think I'm a Bowery bum. Look at my eye. In fact, look at both my eyes.
Oh, honey, yeah. I'm afraid the conjunctivitis spread to the other eye, too. Doctor said it might. Now, don't get upset about it, though.
Don't get upset? For Pete's sake, I'm here on business. How does it look for me, the American representative of an import-export company, go traipsing around meeting people looking like this? Two red, bloodshot eyes.
Yes, well,
oh, my goodness. Aren't you two ready for breakfast?
Yes, Mommy, hurry up. Aren't we going to the Tower of London today?
Yes, we are. We're practically ready. Daddy's upset about his eyes, and then he got a cable from his boss in New York. Read it to Aunt Effie.
Mm-hmm.
So funny, really.
Funny? Look, he's absolutely serious. Puts me on the spot.
Read the cable.
Suit of armor, he wants. Listen to this. Received unusual order from Texas client. Demands authentic 15th century suit of armor. Price no object. I've promised 6 weeks delivery. It's already promised delivery. Now, where the heck do I find an authentic 15th century suit of armor? They're all in museums around here.
Well, why would anyone want a suit of armor?
I said it's a client from Texas. He's probably one of these oil billionaires.
Uh-huh.
Probably building a castle of his own and wants the armor for his front hall to show
off.
Honestly,
we can put X or Z. All I have to do is walk in some store and say, I'd like a suit of armor. Size 16, please.
Look at breakfast.
Oh, you should go traveling all the time. He has the most wonderful appetite.
So he promises delivery in 6 weeks. If I get a suit of armor, I'll have to steal one, I'm telling you. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go talk to Yarborough over at our agency and see if he's got any ideas.
Fine, dear, fine. You do that. In the meantime, we three will be sightseeing at the Tower of London. Mm-hmm. Now, come on, hurry up. Betsy is starved.
According to the United States Information Agency, each year the Soviets expand their printing of books for circulation throughout the free world. The range of communist publications is wide, from impressive illustrated volumes on art and architecture to small books and pamphlets. Their object? To slander the United States and distort its image in the minds of readers. There is something each individual American can do to combat this massive propaganda program. We can contribute books that tell the truth about us from our own personal bookshelves. American literary classics, recent American histories and geographies, modern English grammars and language study texts. Any books you feel help people abroad know us as we are. These will counter Soviet lies about America and the free world. If you have hardbound books in good condition, please wrap and send them to Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C. That's Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C. It's a concrete way for you to help spread the truth about our nation abroad.
An authentic suit of armor? My dear chap, that's impossible.
Well, here's the cable, Mr. Yarbrough. Since you're our permanent representative here in England, I thought maybe you might have some ideas. There's an American client that wants one.
You Americans seem to think that we British are all living in castles, surrounded by drawbridges and moats.
Well, don't blame me, Mr. Yarbrough. All I know is I'm here on business with the company.
And a bit of pleasure, eh?
What do you mean?
Oh, not that I mind. Now, don't get me wrong, Mr. Piper. I like my fun the same as everyone else. It's the day after we don't think of, eh?
Now, look here. I have not been out on the town. I happen to have a mild case of conjunctivitis. That's why my eyes are all bloodshot.
Of course. Well, just my little joke, Mr. Piper. Well, but if you don't mind my saying so, you do look a bit under the weather, shall we say? Hardly see all advantage in doing business, meeting people.
I know. I said so myself. But I wanted to tell you about the suit of armor in case you had any ideas. So, anyhow, I think I'll mosey over to the Tower of London, see if I can find my family. Might as well do some sightseeing if I can't do any business. I'll keep in touch.
Right. Cheerio.
Yeah. Cheerio.
guide booklet?
Yes, I got one at the main entrance while you were buying the tickets.
But where is the Tower of London, Mommy? Which one is it?
There isn't just one actual tower, dear. Honestly, I forget Betsy doesn't know anything about these places.
But, no, I didn't know much myself. I always thought the Tower of London was just one big tower.
No. The Tower of London is this whole castle.
Oh.
Remember when we came in, Mommy pointed out where the moat used to be, and then we walked across the drawbridge and down past the high castle wall and turned and came up here, and I was standing in what was the courtyard.
I'm hungry.
Oh, forget food a minute. Will you listen? Mommy's telling you about things you'll be studying later on in school, dear.
Use a banana, Betsy.
Oh, Effie, don't know.
Well, all the other children sightseeing around here are eating something. They were all buying things at the fruit stand outside, so I did, too.
Well, when you finish with a banana, don't just drop the skin. Give it to Mommy. Now, the Tower of London was the home of many kings of England, and it was a fortress. Part of it was a prison. Many famous men were prisoners here. Now, you know what a jail is?
Yes, it's like where Daddy stayed overnight when he was arrested for jaywalking.
Oh, well. Well, what did she know about that? We were so careful not to tell her.
I don't think Betsy misses very much.
No, anyhow.
Look, there's Daddy.
No.
I think I saw Daddy.
No, dear. He had some business to attend to. Now, listen to Mommy, will you? Now, today we're going to see the crown jewels. And we're also going to see several of the other things.
Daddy, here we are.
What
are you doing here?
Well, I didn't think I'd find you in this mob.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Yarborough didn't think I looked in shape to be meeting our English clients today, so here I am. Suppose you've done the Tower of London and seen everything already.
No. Just got here. A lady on the Windsor Castle tour the other day said we should take the boat on the north side of Westminster Bridge and come down the Thames to the tower. So we did, but it took longer than we ever thought it would.
For Pete's sake, are you eating again? I don't think that looks right.
Well, all the rest of the English children around here eating, so...
It's wonderful you can see this, too, dear. Now, where we start? Should we get in line to see the crown jewels first? That is over there. Or, well, let me look at the guidebook, Jim.
What's this building right here?
This is the White Tower.
Let's get a hamburger.
Oh, honestly, really, dear. Formerly the keep of the castle, containing the once richly decorated royal apartments, and now containing, listen, dear, the world's largest collection of arms and armor.
Armor? Yeah. Well, I suppose that's what I ought to look at, see what an authentic suit of armor is like, anyhow.
All right, we'll start with the White Tower, and I'll read what it says, and you all listen. Built in 1078, the White Tower is 4 stories high with walls 15 feet. And this suit of armor, made especially for Henry VIII, with its elaborate etching and gilding, is one of the most complete examples of its kind.
Oh, yes, I see that.
You notice that, dear?
Yeah, I know.
Betsy, don't touch.
Daddy's touching them.
Oh, Daddy, really?
No, I wasn't touching them exactly. I'm just trying to figure out how they got into these things. Betsy, this suit weighs 67 pounds.
Don't touch them. Guard saw you. We're starting over this way.
Yeah.
Come on, now, this one looks interesting.
Wait a minute. Why don't you ask the guard if any of these suits are for sale?
Oh, no, Anna. Oh. Don't be silly. Well, come on. Betsy, come on with Daddy now. Now, please, will you finish that banana?
Oh, excuse me. I suppose these suits of armor are for sale.
No, madam, hardly. This is a museum. We have the finest collection in the world.
Uh-huh. Well, I just thought I'd ask. My nephew over there is supposed to take a suit of armor back to the United States. And he said he guessed he wants the sale one. Well... Anyway, I'll tell him.
Well, you can't buy them. I asked the guard.
Barley, come here.
What's up?
Well, I don't know exactly. Keep your eye on that fellow over there. The one with the little girl eating the banana.
Oh, him. I spotted him the minute they come in. It's his eyes, all bloodshot. Not the type that generally goes sightseeing, if you know what I mean. Yeah. He seems to take more interest than most people snooping around, touching all the armor. Know what he's up to?
Stealing a suit of armor. So the lady said, but I can't think why she tipped me off, unless he's balmy or something.
Here, wait a minute. When they went past me, I heard the little girl say, Daddy, was this like the jail that you were in?
Bloody. Yeah, well, keep an eye on him. He's not likely to try anything here, so you never know, right?
Yeah.
Daddy! Daddy! What in the world are you doing, dear?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. If George Kingfish Stevens put as much feverish endeavor into turning an honest dollar as he does into wooing loose lucre, by now he'd probably make Croesus look like a pauper. If you've been listening to the Amos and Andy Music Hall this week, you know that Monday the Kingfish made things so awkward for brother-in-law Leroy that the latter simply blew town for parts unknown. However, when the Kingfish learned that a land development company offered to pay a huge sum for some worthless Florida land owned by Leroy, he bent every effort to locate his missing in-law. Object? That's right, bilking Leroy, whom he located last night. So be listening to the Amos and Andy Music Hall tonight, and we'll find out just what kind of dirty pool he's engineering. For more radio to grin by, remember also to be listening for Bob and Ray each weeknight. Tonight, they may be exploring outer space with Lawrence Spechtenberger, interstellar officer candidate. Or again, they may not. Best way to find out, hear Bob and Ray tonight on CBS Radio.
All right, now calm down and hold that ice bag on the top of your head. You've got a lump the size of a turkey egg.
I have never been so humiliated in my life.
Look, it's over now. It was exciting 3 minutes back then. We explained to the guards. And don't go on about it. Aunt Effie's in the other room, and I think she's crying. She feels just terrible.
Well, I should think she would. Why she would ever say to that guard that I was going to steal a suit of armor.
She was joking.
Yes.
Just as you were when you made the remark this morning. She didn't know he'd take us seriously. When you slipped on Betsy's banana peel and fell into the suit of armor, I suppose it looked as though you were trying to make
her. Where is Betsy? Where is she? I want to talk to her. I want to talk to her.
They are both in their room at the door closed. They are scared to death of you at this moment. And
why should she eat a banana in public anyhow? She never does that at home. Said I didn't approve of it. And then just to throw that banana peel away.
She didn't just throw it away. She dropped it, and she was just picking it up when you stepped backwards. I tell you, I know I shouldn't laugh, but it looked like a Max Panic comedy, really. When you said... I'm sorry, dear. Now, look, don't be mad. It turned out all right. In the end, even the gods were laughing.
Yeah, well, I'm very glad I brightened everybody's day.
Now, look, please tell Aunt Effie and Betsy you're forgetting her. They're both so upset.
Will you? I'll call them in. Aunt Effie? Betsy, now, come on in here, please.
They're both such terrified, you know.
Come on. Come on, Daddy wants to...
And me too. I just feel terrible. I thought the guard would know I was joking. Dear, I just...
Forgive you. Look, I want to thank you.
What do you mean, dear?
Oh, certainly. Look, I am probably the only American in history who has the distinction of being held prisoner in the Tower of London for even 3 minutes.
Oh, you're wonderful to laugh about it.
Well, I don't really know what else I can do.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Anthony Kemble Cooper, Melville Cooper, and Ronald Rad, and is produced by Walter Hart.